What up, GWA backstage? It's your girl Sunnydale Bound back at it again with another questionnaire. Oh my god, okay. That was so fucking dumb. Anyway, I am doing Deadly Number 7's questionnaire, Deadly's Seven Wonders. And I saw it and love talking. So I wanted to do it. Anyway, so let's get started, shall we? Number one, what keeps you coming back to GWA? Is it just the sec? Sorry, my cats were running full speed for no fucking reason. Number one, what keeps you coming back to GWA? Is it just the sexiness or is there something more? Honestly, it's the community. Like, sorry if you heard that meow. I've met so many cool people and gotten to know a lot of really interesting folks and discovering new kinks, and not just mine, but like everyone's. And it's helped me grow as a writer. I have only posted 3 scripts, but I have taken what I've learned from the scripts that I've filled and the scripts that I've written and feedback on them and used it in my personal writing. So it's helped me grow, and also listening to, you know, erotic audios gives me a lot of ideas for how I can make or word scenarios in my writing, and it's a lot of fun, and I enjoy learning new things about new people. I've mentioned it before, but I'm a nosy bitch, so I like knowing things. I like learning about people. I like just listening and talking and having a conversation with someone. So it's been a lot of fun. Number two, are you or have you ever been in a relationship while also being an active poster, and did your partner know? Hell nah, son. Number three, how have you grown both sexually and as a person from your experience here? Sexually, I've been exposed to a lot of things that I never would have ever imagined. I've mentioned in other questionnaires and knife play, but just like some other things that I didn't know I liked, like Daddy Dom and like gentle dom, and then like impact play and pain play and things like that. Like, you know, spanking's always been, yeah, a turn on, but like just the different ways that men and women and just everyone uses the pain in different ways, and how they incorporate it, and how they as the performer and the listener are reacting to it. It's amazing. And then as a person, I say that I've become more aware of my flirting because I flirt a lot, and sometimes it gets me into trouble, and I know that sometimes I'm aggressive, and so I've learned how to kind of tamp that down, and I don't know if you can hear my cat, but he is just yelling for no good reason. Anyway, so yeah, kind of regulating not necessarily what I say, but how I say it and how I present myself in a way that's conducive to the specific situations that I find myself in as a performer, if you will. Number four, in your own opinion, what's the best thing about GWA? The fucking community. You guys are amazing and supportive and just so many wonderful human beings, and just the inclusive nature and like trying to respect and not judge and not kink shame, and just it's so wonderful. And I don't know, it's just, it's amazing. Number five, in your own opinion, what's the worst thing about GWA? The community, ironically enough. It's not the community per se, but it is the individuals that will downvote posts or comments, even though it's specifically stated that it's against the subreddit rules, and the people that do it, I don't even know their reasons. Like, I don't know who's doing it. It could just be some lurker, or it could be a performer or a scriptwriter. Like, we don't know who's doing it. And you can't do it while on the subreddit on the desktop, but if you go to like a user's profile and then go to their posts, and then you can download it there, or if you're on the mobile app, or if you're viewing Reddit from a different, like, whatever, like, it's so much effort. Why do you put so much effort into it? Like, it's just, it's frustrating, because if you're not into something, just move on. Don't downvote it. Someone's being vulnerable and exposing themselves in a very intimate way, and it's just, it's disheartening to know that there's, you know, one person or a handful of people that are making it so that people, if they notice, people don't feel comfortable or they feel upset or something. And I'm not speaking for everybody. I can't speak for everybody. I can only speak for myself. But it doesn't bug me. It bugs me. It doesn't offend me or upset me when it happens to my posts or comments. I'm just disappointed. Anyway, number six. Have you ever taken a hiatus from GWA, and why? If you haven't taken one, what are your thoughts on the tendency of posters to go on hiatus? Have I taken one? Yeah. Like 15, 16, 17 days. I was in a really bad place emotionally. I was dealing with boy drama, and I was dealing with, you know, the comments and the mainly the private messages, and feeling the need to respond all the time and give so much of myself, and it just became overwhelming with the personal issues that I had in my life, and so I didn't plan on it. I didn't announce it. I didn't address it. I just kind of logged out from the app on my phone and just kind of took a breather. And I still talked to, you know, the friends that I have made and on like Kick or Skype or whatever, but like I just needed that break. And my thoughts on it, for the tendency of posters to go on hiatus, you need it. You can get burned out, and comments and PMs can become overwhelming. So, I mean, I get it. And plus, you know, life. Sometimes you've got a busy week or month at work, or, you know, the kids need you, or a family member's sick, or, you know, you are meeting someone new and you want to hang out with them and you want to spend your time with them, or, you know, the new season of Stranger Things 2 just dropped and you want to binge it and read every single post on the subreddit. I mean, I don't know your life. I fully support taking that hiatus when you need it. Describe yourself in 7 words. All right, so dorky, subby. Is that a word? Caring, empathetic, loving, emotional, and friendly. I feel like those are the best 7 words that I can choose to describe myself. So yeah, that's my deadly 7 wonders questionnaire response. And I know I'm a little wordy and I rant and I go off on tangents, and thanks for sticking it out with me. And you guys are amazing and I love you, and I hope you're having a wonderful day and having a good weekend or week or whatever it is for you. And all right. Mwah. Love you guys. Bye.